And welcome back, everybody. Hour two, our off-season debut of Hot Stove Baseball. Jim Hunter with Rock Cabaco as we get you caught up on the Orioles on your Orioles flagship station, AM 1090 WBAL. We've heard from the skipper tonight, Buck Showalter, and now it is a pleasure to welcome in the Orioles' new pitching coach, Dave Wallace, who will take over the reins actually next week at the mini camp in Sarasota. Dave, Jim, and Rock, how are you?
Jim and Rock, I'm doing well. Trying to stay warm up here in the Northeast, as are you guys, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're up in Connecticut, right? So how'd you fare the other day? I think we got down to 2 degrees without the wind chill. Was it colder there?
Well, you know what? I woke up about 2:30 in the morning and checked my cell phone. I showed my wife. We were at 11 below zero.
Wow. Without the wind chill.
But it's a dry cold.
A dry cold, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, how much firewood did you go through that day?
Oh, my God. I wish I had some firewood. It would have saved that oil bill.
That's a good point. Well, Dave, I know you're very anxious to get going, and I'm curious your opinion here. The Orioles have a plethora of young pitchers who are maybe just this close from putting it all together, and now they're in your hands. This is something that I understand in your career you've thrived at. Are you really looking forward to working with these pitchers?
I really am, Jim and Rock. You know, I mean, it's something I've done for a long time. To get a chance to do it at this point in my career, again, with some young guys, is pretty exciting. So, I mean, you know, they've been helped, and they're going to need some more help, and everybody needs a nudge here and there. But mostly guys mature a lot on their own. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting starting next week to get to know their makeup, what they're all about, how competitive they are, how good they want to be, where they assess where they think they are in their career and all that good stuff. So it's something I'm familiar with. But again, it's going to be a challenge because there's going to be some growing pains, but that's okay.
How long does it take, and what is your style, if you will, where you're going to see these pitchers at least most of them next week for the first time, but certainly all through spring training? How much do you impress on how you believe things should be done, or how much is it you have to tweak what you believe they can do well?
I think just as you said, you know, I think you have to tweak what they can do well. And I think you've got to play to their strengths or what they perceive to be their strengths. And along the lines, you study them. And I think maybe, you know, a set of fresh eyes, we can come up with some things that may help them. But my approach is pretty laid back, pretty soft. And I prefer to take my time and our time, I guess, as a staff to really get to know these guys and know their delivery, know their personality, know what they're all about. So I think when you make that first recommendation, your chances are better of them going, oh, okay, you know, they buy in, and all of a sudden there's a trust factor that builds. But that takes some time. So I guess I'm one of those guys that I'm a slow hand approach, I guess you would call it.
Now, the mini camp itself, is this going to be more of kind of a get acquainted, get comfortable with these guys? Because certainly if you're going to watch them throw, they're not going to be going at 100% force in the middle of January.
Yeah, absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. Now, they're not going to be going 100%. They're probably, some of the young guys are going to want to do that. And the first thing we're going to tell them Monday or Tuesday morning is, hey, guys, this is a kind of a meet and greet, if you will. We want to get to know you. We'll probably sit down with each one of them after the day is over and talk some one-on-one, get to know them a little bit. And as I said, it's an ongoing assessment. But I think it's time well spent because it's a month before spring training. They're not going to get there and know who are these new guys coming in, what are they going to be all about. And really, another thing, part of our approach is that we embrace the things that they've learned, the guys that they've had. And, you know, there's not one pitching coach, hitting coach, any kind of coach you want in the world that has all the answers. But I think as a group, you've got to make them understand that we will do what we can, however we need to do it, to help you get the answers and try to help you get better as a group. And I think, you know, that's real important for them to understand, that we don't care where it comes from. The most important part is trying to get these guys better.
Now, I understand that after this mini camp at Sarasota, you and Dom Chidi will be flying to the West Coast to meet with a smaller group of players who the Orioles would prefer just continue to work out there. So there's going to be a mini camp and, I guess, a mini camp after that.
That's right. And again, that's going to be the same, you know, the same style. We're going to go out there and meet a couple of the guys, and rather than have them come cross country, go back home again, and then come back for the Fan Fest, and then come back to spring training, it's a lot easier if Dominic and I just go out, spend a couple of days, watch him work out there with Brady, and you know, see what that facility's like, which will be good for us for future reference. But also get some time with the guys, sit down, you know, have a cup of coffee or lunch or whatever it might be, and just, you know, introduce ourselves and, you know, make those first impressions, you know, as well as we can make them.
Ray Miller, the former Orioles pitching coach, used to say all the time, he had a little slogan that, in fact, he had T-shirts made up for his pitchers. It was, work quickly, throw strikes, and change speeds. Do you have some kind of a credo like that where it's a catchphrase, if you will, that reminds the pitchers that there is a format that they should follow to remain within themselves?
Well, I think that's pretty good. Ray's been a way, was a real good friend, and I've known him well. Had some great success as a pitching coach, but those are some of the basics. What we try to get across to the guys, probably more than anything, is really commanding your fastball. And we don't mean controlling it, we mean commanding it. And commanding it at the major league level, not just controlling a baseball, throwing it over the plate. Commanding a baseball is using your fastball, you know, whether it's 80%, 100%, or 90%, that's changing speeds, which you've alluded to. But it's also when you can, you know, dissect that strike zone, that, you know, whole area where the major league strikes are, and you can do it on a consistent basis, especially on a crippled count where the hitter's got you 1-0, 2-1, or you can get an off-speed pitch or a secondary pitch over the plate of that count. That's the kind of things we're going to try to talk about.
Orioles pitching coach Dave Wallace with us here on Hot Stove Baseball on WBAL. Now, Dave, your career has been so varied. I got to believe that it's a strength for you now at the big league level. When you retired, I mean, way back in 1981, all of a sudden you're the pitching coach for the Dodgers in Vero Beach, but you've been a minor league coordinator. You've been a minor league pitching coach developing arms, a major league pitching coach. You were the pitching coach of the Red Sox when they broke that long drought and won a World Series. Does all that experience help you with a pitcher in the sense that, without a doubt, you have to know what it takes to win at this level, and as a result, you as the teacher, they need to listen to that?
Well, I think you need to earn that trust in the players. I think, you know, you don't want to come in thinking you know that stuff, but you want to, first of all, learn their trust. But by all means, the experiences over the years, and really what it helps you, Jim and Rock, more than anything else, is in most cases, you'll be reminded of a guy you had in the past and what he had to do. And hopefully it's in the recent past where some of these young players will remember the guys you're talking about. But, you know, when you go back to 04, when you had the Pedros and the Schillings and those kind of guys and the Derek Lowe's and the Wakefields on the staff, you know, certainly those guys are pretty well known in the game. But I think you can allude to some players. And I've actually had young players call some of these guys to talk with them about stuff. So the more experience you can bring in and the more they understand how you tie it all in together, I think it definitely helps, but it certainly pays off to have that set of eyes with experience on you. And you know, the American League East, as you guys know, that's not an easy division, but having been there, I think we can help these guys relate to it.
Now, Dave, if I can trust your Wikipedia page and everybody could contribute to it, so why wouldn't I? I believe you were also interim GM with the Dodgers, right, when Kevin Malone was fired in 2001. That is correct, right?
I was GM for a year, and I took the role. It was actually for the whole year, and at that time, Bob Daly and Bob Graziano, who were running it for Fox, asked me to continue to do that, and, you know, it was a great experience. I enjoyed doing it, but that was not my forte, but it was some kind of learning experience and certainly have given me some insight into what really goes on in the game.
So does that mean you're going to be going over to the third floor at the warehouse and going to see Dan Duquette and say, Dan, what are you doing? I got a lot of experience in this.
No, actually, every GM I see now, I said, boy, have I got a newfound respect for you guys.
You know, Jim talked about the T-shirt with Ray Miller. I think Fresh Eyes is a great T-shirt idea. I think somebody's got to come up with a T-shirt with a set of eyes on it that says Fresh Eyes. Buck has used that phrase many times. Heard you use it tonight. Have you gotten the sense from talking to Buck and maybe other people in the organization that there are some of these young pitchers specifically that would really benefit from the fresh eyes, kind of a clean slate, because they haven't achieved what was hoped of them up to this point?